Good morning. Welcome to Sunday Morning, a news and public affairs programming service of Cox Media Group. I'm your host, Mamie Lawson. Kim Hernandez is with me. And Kim, I'm going to start out by saying you're the what of Eckerd Kids.
Yes. Well, I am a foster and adoptive parent. That's my passion, and that's what I have been doing for the last 17 years. But I also serve with Eckerd as a foster parent liaison. I'm also the president of the Hillsborough County Family Partnership Alliance, which supports the foster adoptive families and relative and non-relative kinship families in Hillsborough County.
We have a lot to talk about.
Yes,
we do. Yes, we do. So tell me about Eckerd Kids. I had not heard until recently that this was an offshoot of the adoption agency.
Well, Eckerd Kids actually in Pinellas, Pasco, and Hillsborough County runs the foster care. We are a community-based care agency, so they run foster care and adoption in these three counties.
What do you mean by you run the adoptions? What does that mean?
Basically, we have children that come into foster care because of abuse, abandonment, neglect. And those children's parents will get a case plan. And if for some reason, over time, they're unable to work that case plan and reunify with their children, then the parents' rights are terminated. Once those rights are terminated, then those children, if the family that has been fostering them does not adopt them for whatever reason, then they become available for adoption. So at that point, Eckerd Kids, working with the partners in Hillsborough County, will be looking for adoptive families for those children.
So are you talking about working directly with HRS, or is this kind of a separate thing?
So it's the Department of Children and Families and
which
the state
is
of Florida.
HRS
Yes, it used
to be.
So now it's the Department of Children and Families. And what we have in the state of Florida is called community-based care. And so Eckerd is a community-based care provider. So they are contracted with the Department of Children and Families to oversee child welfare in these counties. And then there are agencies underneath them that do case management and licensing of foster homes.
Somebody wants to be a foster parent. Can you kind of go through, you say you've been a foster parent for 17 years.
Yes, ma'am.
I would think not being able to adopt a child would be heartbreaking.
Yes, I've adopted three children. So
you.
By being a foster parent, that absolutely does not stop you from being an adoptive parent. I think the percentages are somewhere in the area of 80% of foster parents end up adopting children
that
are
pretty
in their
good.
Home. Yeah, well, you can't help it. You fall in love with them.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, the hard part is letting go of the ones that do reunify, but we do train. So you asked, how do you become a foster parent? First, you have to have the heart. You have to want to help a child who's been abused, abandoned, or neglected. And you have to be willing. We do training. It's approximately, you go one night a week for 8 weeks. They do a background check, fingerprinting, local and federal. They'll come into your home. They'll do a home inspection of your home. They'll do personal profile on you to check how you took care of children, how you were raised. They'll make sure that your finances are adequate to provide for yourself and a little extra. And once all of that is done, you have a packet that is submitted to the Department of Children and Families from Eckerd, and then the department will issue a license to you as a foster parent.
This is quite a lengthy process. I have seen some ads lately where a lot of people who have children have grown up and gone out of the house, that this is really something, because you normally think of foster parents, I do at least, as younger people, but I noticed that a lot of older people are starting to get on this now.
Absolutely, any age. You know, we have elderly to people in their early 20s that are fostering. You do not have to be married. Nope, you do not have to be married. I am single. I was married at one point and fostered, and I'm single now, and I've been fostering the entire time. We can have same-sex couples. We welcome anyone that has the heart for a child to come.
You say kids that have been neglected, abandoned, or abused. Are all of the kids in foster care under that same moniker, or is this a special part?
No, the main reasons that children are removed from foster care are typically going to be domestic violence, substance abuse, mental health, inadequate supervision. Those are the main reasons that children are removed.
And do we consider that abused or neglected? Well, obviously neglected, but abandoned also?
We have children that are left. Literally, some children that are left in hotels, that are left at a friend's house and the parents don't return, are left at the hospital. So we do have abandoned children. And of course, the system is going to try to find those parents, find any relative. We are always looking for a relative first because we do believe that children are taken care of and healthiest when they can be with a safe relative. And then the second place for them then would be a loving foster home.
But you say a safe parent or a safe relative, and that is the integral part of this, isn't
it? Absolutely. I mean, there are families that it's a cyclical abuse. So we don't always, we're not always able to place with family.
Exactly.
They go through a home study. They have to have backgrounds. And sometimes they're disqualified from taking their relatives because of their histories.
Right. So somebody who's had some trouble with the law in the past, does that keep them from being able to be a foster parent? Well, obviously, if you have child abuse issues or murderer or something like that, that's an issue. But if you had like a petty theft.
No, they will look at each case. You know, each person comes in, you just tell them, be open and upfront, because they are going to do local and federal background checks. You are fingerprinted. So it's just better to be upfront. There are minor crimes, and especially if they are a long time ago, that they chalk up to youth and those types of things. So if you have minor things, don't let that preclude you. Mm-hmm. Come and check it out. We'll let you know right away whether you qualify.
What is the perfect foster parent? I know that that's really hard to say, but what are you really looking for besides that heart?
Perfection. Well, there is no perfection, but what I will say is someone that doesn't give up, someone that sees that a child's behavior comes from the trauma that they've experienced and can love them through that. You've got to have that heart that says, this is a human being that did nothing to deserve where they're at right now. And I, as the big person, as the grown-up, have the ability to love and nurture and help them heal and change not only this child's life, perhaps that birth family's life, but the community at large will change because of the impact we as foster parents have. So you have to be willing to be flexible. Mm-hmm. Things are not always going to go your way when you're dealing with your children, period, but especially traumatized children. Mm-hmm. And you have to have that heart and almost a tenacity to say, you know what, I can handle this. This is my calling. A lot of times it's a calling. Mm-hmm. This is what I was put on this planet to do. I was put on this planet to caregive, to parent. And I think those are the things, more than it's not about finances or anything else.
A friend of mine had gone through the foster care system and adopted a child out of the system when he was, very young, a couple of months old. She has told me that they give them free college education. And of course, she does get money every month. I know that's not why she went into this, but kind of outline for us what that child is looking at until they're 18 years old.
So any child adopted out of the foster care system in Florida will receive a college tuition. It will not include books, but includes tuition.
Oh, that's pretty good, though.
Yeah, it can be 2-year, 4-year, even further if they get into it right away, a tech school. So in the state of Florida, they have to go to school. Mm-hmm. The adoption is paid for. So the family adopting the child will not have to come out of pocket with any expenses for the adoption process. The children will receive Medicaid until they're 18 and even maybe 21 when they're in college. Mm-hmm. And if the child has some special needs, we have, it's called a maintenance adoption subsidy, which kind of will help offset. It's a little less than what you would receive as a foster parent, but it's kind of to help with any of those special needs things that might come up with a child that's been through some trauma.
Speaking of which, are there a lot of children that have medical issues, not just psychological issues, that are in the foster care system?
Absolutely. I actually was a medical foster parent for 8 years. I'm a registered nurse by trade, and I had some very sick children during my time as a medical foster parent. I actually adopted my three of my medical foster sons, and they're my sons now.
You are an angel.
Yeah, no, I'm just a little bit different than maybe some people think. I just don't give up, and I am willing to sacrifice some of my own personal life for the betterment of children. Yeah. And I think that's really, are you willing to sacrifice a little bit of your sleep, a little bit of your money, a little bit of your time, a little bit of your relaxation for the greater good of a child?
A lot of people do that for a dog. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for a pet.
I see it all the time.
Yeah. So if that's the kind of heart you have, chances are this might be great for you.
Absolutely. And the reward, the first time that a child that hasn't smiled in the 3 weeks that you've had them, the first time that they smile, or they come up and grab your hand, or the first time that if they've been physically abused, they don't flinch when you walk by them, that they actually welcome your touch, you know, on their back, a pat on their back, or the holding of their hand. It makes the world look so different.
I'll bet it does. Just thinking about it. Yeah, absolutely. Do you guys have special events that help maybe the possible foster parents get a little bit more familiar with the kids that are in the system or just your program?
So if a person is interested in getting information about being a foster parent, we have orientations that run all the time. The orientation is about 2 hours long. You come in, you'll watch a video, we'll give you some information. There's a question and answer time. We'll talk about all the requirements to be a foster parent. We'll talk about the agencies that you can choose, and we'll talk about when you can start your classes. And that happens all the time, every month, and you just go to eckerdkids.org, and you'd be able to find that information on there.
So it doesn't cost anything to take those classes either?
Nope. It doesn't cost anything to take the classes. There is no fees whatsoever assigned to becoming a foster parent.
You know, I don't know that I realize that. I know that in a regular adoption or a private adoption, it can be tens of thousands of dollars. So this is a way to not only help a child, but be able to take a child in your home without spending that kind of money. Gosh, if you have that kind of money, it'd be wonderful to be able to spend that on a child's education, for example.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people don't understand that it does not cost you anything, because you're thinking of foreign adoptions or private agency adoptions.
Right.
That is completely different. When you're adopting a child out of the foster care system, there is no fees at all for you. And the thing is that people don't realize right now, just in Hillsborough County, we have in the 300s of children waiting right now. That's just in Tampa area that are right now available for adoption. I think the one thing that people have to know is that you may not find the babies. And I think that's what people have to realize is even if a child is 10, 8, 12, 13, they're still children.
Of course they are.
They need parents. Mm-hmm. Don't think because they're older, oh, they're older, they don't really need a family. That's not true, because everybody goes home on Thanksgiving. Where do you think a foster child goes if they don't have a foster parent or adoptive parent?
Mm-hmm.
Where do they go for the holidays? Who cares? Who navigates them through life if they don't have anybody?
Right.
Every child, no matter what age they are, deserves a family.
You are absolutely right. We've had people in here talking about some of the communities maybe that you were speaking of that are set up. I know there's one in Pasco County where they try to keep all the siblings together, and they have a community of homes where they only have a couple of caregivers so that those children become familiar with them. This is just as important to a foster child as it is a child that's not in the foster care system.
Well, one of the areas that we have great need for foster and adoption is our sibling groups.
Is it?
Yes, because, you know, siblings are bonded and siblings want to be together. But when you don't have enough homes, and I have to tell you right now, we are in a crisis.
Are you?
I don't think people understand. Every day, the list looks like 18, 12, 15 kids waiting in that day for a placement. And we're looking outside of all of our counties. Every foster parent is stretching to try to give a bed and a warm place for this child to sleep. So I'm here to tell you how badly we need foster parents.
Mm-hmm.
If you've even thought of it in your life that I'd like to make it, now's the time, because we are in a crisis. We have in Hillsborough County over 4,000 children in just Hillsborough County touched by foster care.
Oh my gosh.
So that's not including Pinellas and Pasco. So if you think about the Tampa Bay area, our need is huge. So for me, the importance of doing this, because I'm a foster parent, you know, that's my main calling to foster and adopt. I do the other work as an advocate because I live with these children.
Right.
I know the pain they've gone through, and we need to be a society and a community that provides a home for them.
Exactly.
We have too many people with too many means all around us that are not opening their home. And we have children that have to sleep in group placements, which is not always a bad thing. Sometimes that works for them.
Right.
But we have children that have to go out of our counties because we don't have foster homes.
I think a lot of people have the idea that foster kids are troubled kids, and that that's one of the reasons that they don't want to bring them into their homes. Can you speak to that?
Yes, I can. I always say, all but the grace of God. There
no
go
kidding,
I.
Right? No kidding.
All but the grace of God, had I been born a different time, a different place, with a different family, that could be me. And do some kids come in with behavioral issues? They do, because trauma causes us to act a certain way. Our body responds to trauma. Our minds respond to trauma. Our brains are affected by trauma. But every child can be healed.
Oh, wow.
So what we have to do is provide a loving and nurturing home that is safe. And over time, children realize they're safe and they're no longer in what we call fight, flight, or freeze. Because when we're traumatized, when we're, our life is in jeopardy, and a lot of these children's physical lives are in jeopardy. And when you're in that place, you are going to fight. You are going to run. You are going to do these things to survive. But once you no longer have to, once you feel safe, then you see the child that we all know is in there.
Well, and many of our own children are a problem. Our problems
isn't that
anyway,
the truth?
Too, right?
Right. You know, we don't get to pick,
no,
right?
You don't.
So I'm a biological mother as well.
Right.
And you don't get to pick. And no matter how well you raise children, they can turn out differently. Everyone chooses a life path. Everyone goes through struggles. And some people learn easier than others.
Right.
Same exact thing with foster children. They are children. That's what I want people to hear. They are children.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that you maybe have struggled with some things in your past might actually make you a better foster parent.
Absolutely, because you can understand.
Right.
And especially if you were a troubled teen. Let's say you were getting into trouble at 14 or 15. We know many people that did that are absolutely hands raised.
Raise our hand.
Exactly. And we're responsible adults.
Right.
Now.
Right.
We went through those challenges, but we had someone that was there for us.
Exactly.
Someone that didn't give up on us, that talked us through it, that taught us,
right,
how to do differently and to do better. Mm-hmm. And these kids need the very same thing.
I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I've never raised children. I am single. I'm over 50 years old. I'm still qualified to do this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You will come to, I train foster parents. That's another thing that I do because I really want to make sure that I'm giving them the actual reality and the experience that I've learned over 17 years, that I'm sharing that with them so that they're prepared, and I have many people that have not parented in my classes. Hmm. And we will assign you, once you've become a licensed foster home, to a mentor. So you'll have a foster parent mentor that's assigned to you when you get licensed to help you navigate through all of these different things that you don't have experience with.
So the kids that come into a home, for example, now I know that just from listening to you that if I decide, and I'm going to use myself as an example here, foster a child, you really want me to eventually adopt. Is that not correct? Because for them to stay just for a couple weeks or months or even years in my home probably isn't the kind of thing you're looking for, is it?
Well, that's not necessarily true.
All right.
So what we want is when you become a foster parent, we want to reunify families.
Okay.
We want the families to heal themselves, which means children love their birth families.
Forever.
They love them. Exactly. And knowing that and working with the birth parents, because as a foster parent, I work with birth parents to help them reunify.
I see.
I'll go to visits together. I encourage them, come to the doctor with me. Mm-hmm. Let's go. You want to get their hair cut a certain way? Go with me to the hair salon.
I see.
Let's do this together. If they're struggling with addiction, then I'm going to say, keep going to your 12-step. Keep going and getting clean drug screenings. Keep visiting your children. Let's work on this together.
I see.
That's our first job as foster parents, is to reunify families. Now, with that being said, are there some families whose issues are just not, they're not in a place where they can heal themselves yet, for whatever reason?
Right.
Then those children eventually, if the parents can't do it within a timely manner, will have to be have the rights terminated, because children deserve a permanent place. They deserve a home. So then the foster parent would be given the option to adopt.
I see.
So there is the option, but you don't want to go into foster parenting thinking, that's what I'm doing, because we have a whole separate track. If you just want to adopt, we have a whole separate training.
I see.
And a whole separate track for just adoption. Foster care is about reunification, but with the possibility, if things don't work out, that that child could possibly be available. But you don't want to think that from the beginning, because you want to work with that birth family.
Actually, I'm glad you made that distinction, because I'm thinking that there are people out there who don't necessarily want to adopt but still want to help out. Because I even said, you know, people over 50 or people whose kids are gone, they might think that, well, a year commitment is fine, or 2 years or whatever, even months commitment might be fine, but that's not what I'm sure that I want to do for the rest of our lives.
Yes.
That's okay to feel
that
way. That
is absolutely okay. And especially right now in our system, even having, and we don't like to say respite homes, but that's homes that would actually provide a break to a long-term foster family. So like if a long-term foster family is going on a vacation that kids can't go to for whatever reason, then they would be a respite home where maybe that child could stay with that family for the week or for the weekend while the foster family goes out of town.
Awesome.
So there are options of things like that as well.
Okay.
Of course, we want foster homes that will take children because there's so many, but we also need that.
Right.
So, you know, don't think just because you're not available to commit at a certain level that you can't do this.
Right. Honestly, what I was thinking for a second, boy, this is something I could get into, but I'm not sure that a year, 5 years down the road, this is exactly what I should have in my home. But if I could help for just a short period of time,
absolutely,
that would be wonderful.
My first experience with becoming a foster parent was a TV commercial that says, do you have one room and space in your heart? And I thought, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Right? And 17 years later, I'm still here because my passion, I found all these children. If I hadn't even opened and walked through that door.
Right.
If I hadn't taken that first step, I've had over 120 children in my home. So over 120 children have been helped in 17 years because I made that step.
Wow. So I want to honor you for that. That really touched me. That's wonderful. That you've touched that many people's lives. That must be a wonderful feeling.
It changes you as a human being.
I can see it.
It changes who you are. The things that the world find important are just not as important because human beings are really the most important thing that we're going to interact with on a daily basis. And the children are our most vulnerable citizens. They're our most vulnerable people. We have a calling. We have a responsibility to take care of them.
We do. You're right. But I know that there are people that are concerned that kids that they will get through foster care are going to have problems that they can't deal with. You have training programs and you have help after those children get in the home, don't you?
Yes, we do. So we have therapies for children. Mm. So the children that come in, there's therapies that can be assigned therapists and different types, play therapy, cognitive therapy, different types of things that we can do for them. We also have training classes for the parents on alternate parenting techniques. We have the mentor, like I said, that will be assigned, who has experience in the system of care. They can give you ideas. There's going to be a well of support for you. So you're not going to just, they're not just going to place a child with you and then you're left all alone.
And say good luck.
Right.
Things work out.
No, you have a case manager that has to come over and see that child every 25 days. So that's going to be one person you're going to see. The child might have a guardian ad litem assigned. You know, you're going to have a support as a foster home. You'll have a licensing agency that supports you. that you can pick up the phone and call and say, this is what's happening. I need some help. And they can come in and they can support and help you figure out what it is you need to stabilize your that child and your family.
So you get a child in your home that you want to adopt that has some serious mental challenges. Mm-hmm. After you've adopted that child, are those same protocols still in place to continue to support you throughout that child's life or until they're 18 or 21?
So it looks a little different once you've adopted a child because that child becomes yours as if you gave birth.
I see.
The birth certificate has changed, but the adoption subsidy...
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yes. The birth certificate, they take your name. You can change their name.
Huh.
They are your child as if you gave birth to them in every way. So an adoption is a legal and binding commitment. And then... once you've adopted that child, they'll have the maintenance adoption subsidy, which is a financial piece which can help you to get additional therapies if you need, as well as Medicaid provides therapy under Medicaid insurance. So you'd have that as well to provide. There are post-adoptive support groups, and Eckerd has post-adopted services. So you're not completely let go. Mm-hmm. There is still some connection, but you do have the independence in your family now. You won't be seeing a case manager.
You won't have
a licensing person coming to take those visits and all that. That will be your child.
Well, you know, it's kind of nice to know that too, that if you've gone through a successful fostering and then want to adopt this child and they want to be with you, that now you are really like everybody else. This is your child. That's kind of, I think that's a good thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing.
You know, I have one biological child and then I have three adopted sons, but I have four children,
yeah,
right?
I
mean, you know,
do.
I don't go around and say, oh, these are my adopted sons. No, these are my sons. This is my daughter.
Right.
And because they are my family, they're my forever family, you know, and we have foster kids that come and join our family for periods of times, but I have my four that are mine. Doesn't matter how they came to me.
That's
grown in my
wonderful.
Heart, grown in my stomach. Either way, it doesn't matter.
I love that. That is wonderful. Are there things that are coming up now besides this intense need for foster families that maybe you want to talk about this morning?
Well, I think for me, that is the biggest issue. Because when I'm getting a call every single day, Kim, can you take a child? We have no place for this child today. That to me is an urgency that can't be understated. Now, that being said, because that is really where my heart is that of course we have the need for adoptive families with children waiting, but you can also mentor kids. So let's say that, you know, you want your work and you travel too much and you don't think you could be a foster parent, but you have weekends that you might be able to spend some time with a young man or a young woman.
Bing, bing, bing. This just went off in my head.
Absolutely. We have the option for you to do that. And maybe you become a foster parent so that you can take these kids for one or two nights that are maybe in a group home but don't have a family setting. I mean, there's so many ways. I think it's really important that you make the step and get the orientation and go there and hear what you need to do and then figure out, where do I fit in? Can I help?
I think that's great advice. I actually want to do this myself.
I hope you do.
Yeah,
you can come
I really
and be
do.
In one of my training classes.
I would love that.
Yeah, get real.
You've got a great spirit about you. I know you could teach me some things, that's for
Thank
sure.
Thank you.
So give us the websites, the phone numbers, everything that we would need.
Okay, so it's going to be EckerdKids.org.
And Eckerd, E-C-K-E-R-D?
Yes.
Okay.
EckerdKids.org. Then in Tampa, there's a number you can call, 813-255-1105. Mm-hmm. And that'll get you and just ask for, I want to get information on being a foster parent. Or I'd like to go to an orientation. And they'll put you with Eckerd Licensing Department.
Okay.
And they can tell you exactly when the classes are. They can tell you when the next orientation is, then give you any information that you want over the phone. And a lot of the information, again, is online as well.
Really want to encourage listeners to do this, at least to check it out, because like you say, you can go to one of these training sessions for free. It might not be for you. Or as you were saying and talking this morning, I started to see niches for myself.
That's wonderful.
So just the fact that you don't necessarily want to adopt another child doesn't mean that you can't help out in this community. You know, a famous woman once said it takes a village, right?
It does take a village. And if we don't take responsibility. How can we complain about how children turn out if
Amen.
We don't step up and do anything to help these children? If you hear this call, you're listening to this program, you hear this call, and you've thought about it and you don't act on it, then don't complain the next time you see a kid hanging out in the street.
Right.
Because maybe that kid doesn't have parents that are capable of supervising them. We could be part of the solution.
Yeah.
I believe we all have a responsibility in some way. Not everybody can be a foster parent. That's okay, but everybody, absolutely everybody can play a part and help.
Give our resources one more time.
So if you're interested in becoming a foster or adoptive parent, you can go to EckerdKids.org. Or if you're in Tampa, you can call 813-225-1105.
And if you didn't get that information, you know you hear me every week. You can contact me here at mimi.lawson@coxinc.com or call me at 727-579-2266. Thank you for coming, Kim. I really enjoyed our conversation this morning.
Thank you for having me. I think that it's amazing that someone is reaching out to put this information out in our community, because I don't think that people understand anything about foster care or the need. So after today, we've both done our part, right?
I hope
so. To share the information. And if you come to a class, I'm going to be so excited, because if I touch one person today, that makes the difference for me. Right. That might be one child whose life is changed by the fact that you entered their lives.
Well, thank you. And thanks for joining us on Sunday morning.
Thank you.